This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Jimmy Moody of Cold Creek Farms in Dyersburg, Tennessee. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The river's about 46 feet at Croswell, Missouri gauge, which is equal to the flood of record in 1937. The National Weather Service forecast, as I know it right now, is 49.5 feet on the 8th of May, which will be obviously 3.5 feet above the record flood of 1937. How long it's going to stay there and how long it is before we get in the field is just unknown and something we wish we did know.
Cut 2. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
As far as plant intentions, it'll all depend on if we can get in there the last few days of May and the first day or two of June, we're going to plant cotton with what we can on whatever ground comes out first. But the rest of it will just be soybean, and we'll just try to follow the river down if we can.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're blessed that, you know, we've got crop insurance and we're going to survive this. If it does not tear our farm up terribly, then the recovery will be much better. But if it tears our farm up, then, of course, that's anywhere from long-term to permanent damage. You know, we're flooded and that's done. And there's not much anybody can do about how long the river's going to be here. But what we are going to need, USDA, and we're going to need a lot of people, is in the aftermath of this thing. So it's going to really, really affect a lot of people and some a lot worse than others.